The Trump administration has made good on its promise to eliminate the White House's top cyber policy role, a position that aimed to coordinate the government's overall approach to cybersecurity policy and digital warfare. The move is part of an effort to streamline authority for the senior directors of the NSC, that's according to reporting by Politico.
But it's being met with criticism from many experts and former officials who see it as a move that could hurt federal cybersecurity policy. One of them is Kirsten Todd, resident scholar at the University of Pittsburgh Institute for Cyber Law, Policy, and Security. She headed up the National Cybersecurity Commission, which helped carry out President Barack Obama's Cybersecurity National Action Plan. I asked her first, why was this position created to begin with?
The intent of the position was to have somebody at the White House level, at the senior level of government, responsible for cybersecurity. Once the recognition that this issue was something that the government needed to have a handle on and be able to address effectively.
Mm-hmm. And you helped carry out the Obama administration's cybersecurity action plan, correct? So what was accomplished with that position in place, and why do you think it was important?
Sure. So the cybersecurity, the National Action Plan by President Obama, one of the pieces of it was to establish a nonpartisan independent commission. And I was the executive director of that commission. And we had 12 commissioners prominent in government, academia, industry, and law enforcement. And the key, one of our key recommendations was that we believed that, and continue to, that government needed to understand how to organize itself to effectively respond to cybersecurity challenges and issues, and that this was a position that needed to be elevated and report directly to the president. So actually, we were recommending that the current Obama position be elevated even higher, mm-hmm. because the idea that you needed to really have that direct relationship with the president on this issue, that needed to have an understanding of what was going on. And the key piece to this was to have a cybersecurity strategy. And so while the incoming administration came in and really just repeated the same level of position that President Obama had, which was fine, except I would assert that there were plenty of demonstrations of why not having a position where you're solely focused on cybersecurity came through. And we can talk about that, but I think it's just we constantly are getting evidence of how cybersecurity needs to be a priority within this government.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. So how concerned are you about this position being eliminated?
So I'm extremely concerned because I think it's as much about what this says. I think the position getting eliminated is a symptom of something greater. The challenge that we have is we do not have a cybersecurity strategy for the government. We don't know where and how government should address cybersecurity. And so looking at where the positions are or what they're called is less important to me than just the understanding of how do we look at these issues. And I'll give you two events. The first is Equifax that happened, the fact that we as a government haven't been able to effectively respond to the impact of what the company did and their lack of integrity and their lack of action to take the basic precautions. And now we're faced with these challenges around social media, and it's not a us versus them. The social media companies have come to government, particularly Facebook, and say, hey, we want to sit down at the table and talk to you. We understand that this is our innovation. It can impact national and economic security, and it has. And our government can't seem to organize itself to sit down at the table with them and talk through, is there regulation? What does that look like? And so to me, it's the broader issue around a lack of a White House policy right now on how to handle this strategy. Mm-hmm. And arguably, in the last year, cybersecurity was something that this administration was, getting good marks on. Rob Joyce, who came from the National Security Agency, tremendously thoughtful and substantive, and Tom Bossert, who was looking over that. Now we've lost both of them. So there is a broader call to action around what government needs to be doing to look at this issue.
All right. Kirsten Todd is resident scholar at the University of Pittsburgh Institute for Cyber Law, Policy, and Security. Kirsten, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you very much.